Welcome to Academic Challenge here on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. I'm Ray Gustafson, your host and moderator, and today we're featuring teams from Bridgman and Coloma. WSJM's Academic Challenge features scholastic competition involving high schools from around Southwest Michigan. Academic Challenge brought to you by Signature Dealer Group. Get the deal, not the ordeal. Go to signaturedealergroup.com. Berrien Springs Public Schools, together inspiring students to think, learn, achieve, and care in a global community. The Cook Nuclear Plant. Lakeshore Public Schools, grounded in tradition, committed to excellence, where Lancers become leaders. Bradford Insurance Agency, your local AAA insurance agent. And South Haven Public Schools, inspiring success in learning, leadership, and life. Let's meet the teams. We'll start on the Bridgman side. Introduce yourself, tell me what grade you're in, and what do you want for Christmas?
My name's Savannah. I'm in 11th grade, and I really don't want anything for Christmas.
World peace? Come on.
World peace is an over-exaggerated thing. I mean, it's not bound to happen.
But you can still wish for it. All right, next up. He can't talk right now.
I am Brandon Fuel. I'm a junior from Bridgman, and I guess what I'm asking for will be a new bike seat because mine's pretty bad.
Is it in pretty bad shape?
No, it just is like not made for someone my size, I guess.
Okay, good. We'll go with that.
My name is Sydney Melton, and I'm a senior from Bridgman. I would probably want a Wacom tablet, which is used for digital art.
Very nice.
An artiste.
Yeah. All right, over to Coloma.
I'm Braden Metz. I'm a sophomore, and I would like a Henry repeating rifle because I really don't like rabbits.
Well, they have the nicest thing to say about you, Brent.
You'll put your eye out, kid. All right.
I'm Matthew Kennedy. I'm a senior at Coloma, and I would like books for Christmas.
Very cool.
My name is Alexia. I'm a senior at Coloma, and for Christmas, I don't want any snow.
No snow.
No, I don't like snow.
Move south.
My name is Carson. I'm a senior from Coloma, and what I want for Christmas is scholarship money.
Ooh, I like it.
Yeah, it is.
All right. Well, we got a couple of basic rules during the first and second halves. We'll announce the value of each question before it's asked. When you do press your button, please wait for me to recognize you before you answer. No consultation allowed during the first and second half, but there is during the 60-second round, and at halftime, we'll get to that in just a moment. Again, my name is Ray Gustafson, your scorekeeper and judge, and Bill Klein's here asking the questions. Bill, you doing okay?
I'm doing just wonderful.
You want to move south and get away from the snow?
You know, I kind of like the snow.
Do you?
Just wish it would stay off the roads.
Yeah, there you go. All right. So, well, I don't mind the snow so much. I'm from Minnesota originally, so this is absolutely doesn't bother me a bit. All right. Bill, are you ready for Academic Challenge?
I am ready.
All right. We'll see if the teams are. Teams, you ready for Academic Challenge?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, they're ready. That's the best we're going to do. And it's just like, all right, this is going to be an exciting match. All right. Hands on your buzzers. Let's go and get ready for Academic Challenge. Good luck.
For 5 points, where did Brigham Young say, "This is the place"? A monument was built commemorating this choice.
We have Matthew from Coloma.
Utah.
More specific. 5 seconds.
Salt Lake City.
That's correct.
For 5 points. All right, good.
For 5 points, what is the general term for warfare between two groups of citizens in the same country?
Brandon from Bridgman.
A civil war.
Correct. For 5 points. For 10 points, all four soldiers buried in the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier were posthumously awarded which two military decorations?
Brandon from Bridgman.
Medal of Honor and a Purple Heart.
That is correct for 10 points. For 5 points, what is the only cabinet department whose head is not known as a secretary?
Carson from Coloma.
Department of Transportation.
Incorrect.
Brandon from Bridgman.
The Department of the Judiciary.
Incorrect. There is no Department of the Judiciary. It's the Justice Department. It's the Attorney General.
Okay.
For 10 points, crabs that crawl out of the water to spend part of their time on land have two breathing organs. What are they?
Say it again. Brandon from Bridgman.
Would they be lungs and gills?
That is correct for 10 points. For 10 points, who said, Plato is dear to me, but dearer still is truth.
Carson from Coloma.
Aristotle.
That is correct for 10 points. For 5 points, when you swallow to relieve pressure in your plugged ears, you're relieving pressure on what specific body part?
Carson, Paloma?
The brain.
Incorrect.
Brandon Bridgman?
The vestibular system.
Incorrect. It's the Eustachian tube. A math question for 10 points.
So I will have him read it twice, but at any point during the first or second reading of the question, you can buzz in.
To find the trigonometric function of an angle of 125 degrees, what reference angle must be used?
Say it again. Oh, we got Brandon from Bridgman.
55 degrees.
That is correct for 10 points. For 5 points, what material extracted from pine trees is used to prepare paints, varnishes, and soap, in addition to helping pitchers keep a firm, dry grip on a baseball?
Let's see. We have Matthew from Coloma.
Pine tar.
Incorrect.
Brandon Bridgman.
Sap.
Incorrect. It's rosin. Multiple choice question for 5 points. Etchings are prints made from a design cut into a metal plate by means of A, chisels, B, explosives, C, fingernails, or D, acid.
Sydney from Bridgman.
Acid.
That is correct. For 10 points, what is the dance in which hip and hand motions tell a story?
Savannah from Bridgman.
Lyrical dance.
Incorrect. It's not the twerk either.
Not the twerk?
No. It's the hula.
The hula.
In Hawaii.
Okay.
For 5 points, what word was paired with asphalt and blackboard to form titles of two 1950s movies?
Brandon from Bridgman.
Pavement.
Incorrect.
Coloma, 5 seconds if anybody wants to try. Remember, you don't lose points for answering incorrectly.
1950s, of course, the... Probably we're not born yet, right?
Probably not.
Probably not. It's jungle, asphalt jungle, and blackboard jungle.
All right.
For 10 points, riding a wave of populist anger fueled by rampant corruption and violence, the leftist Andrés Manuel López Obrador was elected president of what nation on July 1st in a landslide victory that upended the nation's political establishment and gave him a sweeping mandate to reshape the country?
We have Brandon from Bridgman.
Would it be Mexico?
That would be correct for 10 points. For 5 points, the Trump administration said on July 3rd that it was discarding the Obama administration policies that called on universities to consider what as a factor in diversifying?
Carson from Coloma.
Race.
That is correct for 5 points. For 5 points, what is, for the first time in a large clinical trial, a drug was able to both reduce the plaques, the plagues in the brains of patients with what disease, and slow the progression of dementia?
Carson from Coloma.
Alzheimer's.
That's correct for 5 points. For 10 points, Cody Wilson, a champion of gun rights and anarchism from Texas, has fought a battle to post on the internet the blueprints for making plastic guns by means of what devices?
Brandon from Bridgman.
3D printer.
That is correct for 10 points. For 20 points.
Less than a minute left.
The maker of the AK-47 wants to sell electric cars. What is this company named for its founder?
Brandon from Bridgman.
Kalashnikov.
That's correct for 20 points. For 10 points, what Swedish automaker recently announced that all of its new cars are going to be electric or hybrid starting in 2019?
Matthew Coloma.
Volkswagen.
Incorrect.
Brandon from Bridgman, your buzzer's not working. Make sure it's plugged in tight, but go ahead and answer.
Porsche.
Incorrect. It's Volvo.
Volvo? Try your buzzer real quick. There we go. It's working now. Okay. Last question, Bill.
For 10 points, what did Jerry Brown recently sign into law as the official sport of California?
Brandon from Bridgman.
Baseball.
Incorrect.
Want to take a guess, Coloma? 5 seconds. We'll try Carson.
Surfing.
That is correct.
For 10 points.
For 10 points.
All right.
California.
That's the end of the first half of today's Academic Challenge. We'll be back with the score in the 60-second round after this right here on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. Welcome back to Academic Challenge here on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. At the end of the first half, the score is Bridgman 80, Coloma 35. Now on to the 60-second round. Teams, you have three categories to choose from. We'll give you 60 seconds to answer as many of the 10 questions as you can, each one worth 10 points. There will be a 20-point bonus if you answer all 10 within the 60 seconds. We had a team last week do it. And you are encouraged to consult with one another at this point, but the answers have to come from the team captain. After the minute is up, then the opposing team will have a chance to answer any of the questions the first team couldn't answer. Coloma, you're trailing at the moment, so you have your choice of one of these three categories, which are solve the mystery, nuts, and circus. What'd you choose, Carson?
Solve the mystery.
Solve the mystery it is. Mr. Bill, is there a setup for this one?
Oh, yes, there is.
Okay, listen for the setup, and then we'll begin.
Both teams should listen to the setup because you'll hear it again. But keep track of your answers because the information of each answer will be useful if we reach question number 10, which is the solve the mystery question.
Okay, 60 seconds on the clock. That 60 seconds will begin as soon as Bill reads the first question. Good luck.
Name Woodrow Wilson's political party.
You don't have to buzz in. Just go
Democrat.
Ahead.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay.
What has a photosphere, a chromosphere, and a corona?
Sun.
Correct. In which theater did Shakespeare see his plays most often performed?
Globe Theater.
Correct. What Union ironclad faced the Merrimack in Hampton Roads, Virginia?
United Auto Workers.
Incorrect. The last name of what woman has been synonymous with etiquette since 1922?
Pass.
What document does a president swear to preserve, protect, and defend?
The Constitution.
Correct. What paperwork process does a U.S. citizen have to go through before voting?
Voter registration.
Correct. For God so loved the blank that he gave his only begotten
world.
Son. Correct. What words in the title of Ray Bradbury's Martian and C.S. Lewis's Narnia?
Go ahead and finish.
So. Chronicles.
Correct.
Is that seven?
Yeah.
Seven? Okay.
They got seven, yes.
Yep, seven. So, Bridgman, there's three questions or 30 points hanging out there for you to try
including
to answer.
The mystery.
Including the mystery. So, go ahead and read the setup again, Bill, if you would.
Again, I hope you kept track of the answers because that information will be useful to reach question number 10, which has not been reached yet. But you will.
Okay. <only three. laughs> 60 seconds back on the clock. Probably won't take you the full 60, but you do have the full 60 seconds. So if you pass on one, he'll move on to the next one, and then he'll come back to that one. We'll give you the full 60. 60 seconds will begin as soon as he reads that first question.
What Union ironclad faced the Merrimack at Hampton Roads, Virginia?
United States Workers.
Incorrect. It's the Monitor. The last name of what woman has been synonymous with etiquette since 1922?
Pass. Let's just pass.
And the mystery question is, to solve the mystery category, tell me what all of these answers all have in common.
Mm-hmm. Just about out of time here.
The United States?
Incorrect. This was a little tricky.
There was the timer.
The last name of the woman synonymous with etiquette is Emily Post. And the mystery is all of those categories, Democrat, Sun, Globe, Monitor, the Union Ironclad was the Monitor of the Merrimack.
Mm-hmm.
Post, Constitution, Register, World,
don't say
Chronicles.
What it is. Anybody want to take a guess what it is? Anybody in the back?
Newspapers.
Newspapers.
Yeah, there we go.
Apparently.
All right. Well, so
I know you guys in radio don't like newspapers.
Wait,
I know.
All right. Bridgman, Sydney, if your team is ready, we have two remaining categories, which are nuts and circus. I'm not going to try to influence you which one, but Bill and I are a couple of nuts. No, I'm kidding. I'm not trying to influence you. What say you?
We would like circus.
Circus it is. We'll put 60 seconds back on the clock. Is there a setup for this one, Bill?
No, there is not.
No setup. Circus it is. We'll put 60 seconds on the clock. That 60 seconds will begin as soon as he reads that first question. Good luck.
What two-word term means the largest tent in a circus?
Pass.
How many rings are there in a traditional large circus?
I thought it was three.
Correct. Which animals are fitted with a saddle called a howdah?
Elephant.
Correct. For which circus did the Wallendes gain fame? For which circus act did the Wallendes gain fame?
Barnum and Brothers Circus.
Incorrect. As which type of performer did Emmett Kelly work?
Pass.
What spectacular street processions were used to promote the circus?
Parades.
Correct. This instrument is known as a steam organ.
Go ahead and finish, Bill.
And named for a muse.
Go ahead and try it real quick.
Organ and named for a muse. A train?
Incorrect.
Okay. So they got three correct. So, Coloma, that means there's seven questions or 70 points sitting out there for you to try to answer. We'll put 60 seconds back on the clock. And that 60 seconds, Carson, and your team will begin as soon as Bill reads that first question. Good luck.
What two-word term means the largest tent in a circus?
Roundhouse?
Incorrect. It's Big Top.
Oh.
For which circus act did the Wallendes gain fame?
Pass.
This instrument is known as a steam organ and used and named for a muse.
Pass.
What nine-letter word means an exhibition of animals?
Pass.
Give the nickname for Barnum and Bailey Circus.
Pass.
What brothers brought the Barnum and Bailey Circus and added their name to it?
Pass.
For which circus act did the Wallendes gain fame?
We're going back to ones you passed on now.
Acrobats?
Incorrect. They're a high wire. This instrument is known as a steam organ and named for a muse.
Go ahead, give it a try. 5 seconds.
Piano.
Close. It's a calliope.
Calliope.
And then the nine-letter word exhibit of animals is menagerie. Yeah, the nickname for Barnum and Bailey Circus is the greatest show on earth. And what brothers bought the Barnum and Bailey Circus
don't answer
and added their name?
What is? Ringling.
The Ringling brothers.
You got it.
You did?
All right. So they didn't get any.
Nope.
Okay.
Okay. If we did.
All right. So let's see. That's the end of the 60-second round here on News Talk 94.9. WSJM will be back to check the scores and conclude the game next here on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. And we're back to Academic Challenge here on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. The score at the end of the 60-second round, it got pretty close here, Bill. Mm-hmm. We've got Bridgman at 110 and Coloma's 105. It's now time to find out what's happening at each of our participating schools. We'll head over to the Bridgman side. Sydney, what's going on at Bridgman?
Okay, so winter sports have just started at Bridgman. Today is the girls' basketball game, their first one for home. And then tomorrow is the boys' basketball game. Also at tomorrow's basketball game, Bridgman Juniors are having a taco dinner fundraiser at 4:30 to 7:30. And a dinner is $7. And the proceeds will be going to our prom. Also, Miss Bridgman pageant was on Sunday, December 2nd. And Kristen Buse and Tyler Steinbuch were crowned Miss and Mr. Bridgman. And I think that's it.
Awesome. Thank you, Sydney.
Very good.
Over on Coloma, Brandon, what's going on at Coloma?
It's not Brandon.
I'm sorry. Carson.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, it says Brandon, but I'll explain that in a minute. Carson.
Thank you. Here at Coloma, we've had a very exciting few weeks. Basketball and bowling seasons have both started, and both the boys and girls teams have each won their first game, so congratulations to them.
Slow down. Keep going.
Our robotics team has also begun their activities, and we are very excited to see what they create and hope they have a good year.
Yeah, the review is January 5th, I believe, is when they outlined, yeah.
The band is also excited to be performing a winter concert on the 11th, and we wish them the best of luck. Lastly, our National Honor Society is proud to be giving gifts to the students at Coloma Lower Elementary to make their holidays just a little better. And as always, we would like to thank our sponsors, Lakeshore, South Haven, and Berrien Springs Public Schools, Cook Nuclear Plant, Bradford Insurance Agency, WSJM Radio, and Signature Toyota for hosting us.
Awesome. Thank you, Carson. Sorry I called you Brandon there, and I'll explain why. Coloma has swapped out. We do have some substitutions on the Coloma side, and so we'll let Brandon sit down and get in because that's what his name tag said, so that's why I did that wrong. So we'll start. Tell me your name, what grade you're in, and what you want for Christmas.
I'm Brandon. I'm a senior at Coloma, and I'd like some snow.
Like some more snow?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
I'm Aiden. I'm a freshman at Coloma, and I don't want anything in particular for Christmas.
No world peace or anything like Savannah? There you go. You okay, good.
I'm Aaron. I'm a junior at Coloma. And I mostly want art supplies and Marvel stuff.
Awesome. Marvel stuff. Good.
I'm Cadence.
Nice
I'm
and close to that microphone, please.
I'm Cadence. I'm a freshman. And what I want for Christmas is just a chess set.
A chess set. Good. Are you pretty good at chess? You think so? Bill likes to play chess, so he's right, right, Bill? He's a chess player.
I used to play chess a lot.
Okay. All right.
I used to play it in the caddy shack all the time.
Well, welcome. Welcome to Academic Challenge. And let's go. We're ready for the second half, aren't we, Bill?
Oh, we are ready.
All right. So Bill and I are ready.
Good teams.
Teams, are you ready? Okay, we got a close match. We're just 5 points off. Yeah. So we've got the second half is going to be the deciding one here. So hands on your buzzers. Let's begin second half of Academic Challenge. Good luck.
For 10 points, Katherine Johnson, awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom in 2015, was played by Taraji P. Henson. In what 2016 film?
Oh, you guys didn't see the film that put man on the moon by these wonderful ladies? Hidden Figures was the movie. It's on HBO. Watch it. It's a great movie.
For 5 points, a group of mostly elderly people recently traveled to North Korea to be reunited with family members they hadn't seen or heard from in decades. Where were they from?
Brandon from Richmond.
South Korea.
That's correct. For 5 points. For 15 points, when Fancy Bear, a group linked to Russian military intelligence, tried to hack the U.S. Senate and conservative think tanks, which tech giant stopped it?
Brandon from Coloma.
Google.
Incorrect.
Richmond. Brandon.
Amazon.
Incorrect. It was Microsoft.
Microsoft.
For 10 points, Howard Carter, who discovered King Tut's tomb, was what kind of archaeological specialist?
Brandon from Bridgman.
An Egyptologist.
That is correct for 10 points. For 5 points, name the only man who was the author of two state songs, Kentucky's and Florida's. Oh, nobody knows the old Kentucky home. Stephen Foster. For 10 points, what two-word nickname was given to three U.S. senators? Daniel Webster of Massachusetts, John C. Calhoun of South Carolina, and Henry Clay of Kentucky.
Brandon from Richmond.
The Great Compromiser.
Incorrect.
Is there more to it?
Yes, because their leadership was responsible for holding America together during the first half of the 1800s.
5 seconds, Coloma, if you'd like to try. Just a reminder, you don't lose points for answering incorrectly.
It's the great triumvirate. For 5 points, identify both the Mississippi River's largest eastern tributary and its largest western tributary.
Sydney from Bridgman is thinking. I can see her brain going. She's like, oh, antsy. But Coloma buzzes in. Brandon?
Columbia in Ohio.
Incorrect.
Bridgman. Savannah from Bridgman.
The Colorado River and the New Jersey River.
I am correct. The Ohio River and the Missouri River.
Oh, okay.
For 10 points, give the atomic number of the element neon.
Savannah from Bridgman.
10.
That is correct for 10 points. For 5 points, quote, they covered the face of the whole earth so that the land was darkened, and there remained not any green thing in the trees or in the herbs of the field through all the land of Egypt.
And Brandon from Bridgman.
Locust.
That's correct for 5 points. For 10 points, these three sites are among photographer Ansel Adams' favorite Western subjects. I'll name the sites, and you name the states. Yosemite Valley, Teton National Park, and Olympic National Park. We need the states that those places are at.
Say the three one more time.
Yosemite Valley, Teton National Park, and Olympic National Park.
What states are those in? Brandon from Bridgman?
California, Washington, Oregon.
Incorrect.
Anybody on the Coloma side want to try it? Brandon?
Colorado, Utah, and Nevada.
Incorrect. You had it almost. It's California, Wyoming, and Washington. All right. Multiple choice question for 10 points. On a weather map, you see a heavy black line from which a series of solid triangles is emerging. This symbol represents A, an overcast condition, B, a cold front, C, a hurricane warning, D, 100% chance of snow, or E, an occluded front.
Coloma, we have Aaron. Sorry. I had to count, and I'm not good at math.
Can you say them again?
I got to have an answer, yeah.
Occluded F.
Incorrect.
Sydney from Bridgman.
B, cold front.
That is correct for 10 points. For 10 points, what's the obvious distinguishing feature of Beethoven's Ninth?
Right on the buzzer. Savannah for Bridgman.
The key signature.
Incorrect.
Coloma, I'll give you 5 seconds since she got in right on the buzzer if anybody wants to try. Brandon?
The time signature.
Incorrect. It has a movement that was written for chorus.
1 minute left.
For 5 points, if an acute angle of one right triangle equals an acute angle of another right triangle, then the two triangles are said to be what?
Brandon from Coloma.
Equilateral.
Incorrect.
Oops, got to go to Bridgman here. Anybody on Bridgman's side? Savannah?
Congruent.
Incorrect. It's similar.
Okay.
For 10 points, although known primarily as an explorer and court politician, he also wrote The Discovery of Guiana, The Passionate Man's Pilgrimage, and History of the World. Name this Elizabethan.
Brandon from Bridgman.
Shakespeare.
Incorrect.
Coloma, anybody? Time's up.
Sir Walter Raleigh.
Last question, Bill.
For 5 points, what word of greeting is often used with the words mat and wagon?
Savannah from Bridgman.
Would it be hi?
Incorrect.
Incorrect. Anybody from Coloma? We'll try Brandon.
Roger Taylor.
Roger Taylor. Don't say what it is. So yeah. That is incorrect. So, audience? Welcome.
Welcome, wagon.
That would be it.
Welcome,
all right.
I want to know what high wagon is.
I don't know. All right. Well, that does it. That's the end of today's Academic Challenge match. We'll tabulate the scores and announce the winners after this on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. We're back on News Talk 94.9 WSJM's Academic Challenge to announce today's winner and thank our sponsors. The winners by a score of 150 to 105, the team from Bridgman. Congratulations and congratulations to both teams. Nice job.
Good job.
All right, congratulations, and thank you for joining us on WSJM's Academic Challenge, brought to you by Signature Dealer Group. Get the deal, not the ordeal. Go to signaturedealergroup.com. Berrien Springs Public Schools, together inspiring students to think, learn, achieve, and care in a global community. The Cook Nuclear Plant, Lakeshore Public Schools, grounded in tradition, committed to excellence, where Lancers become leaders. Bradford Insurance Agency, your local AAA insurance agent. And South Haven Public Schools, inspiring success in learning, leadership, and life. Join News Talk 94.9 WSJM again next week at this same time as St. Joe and Lakeshore go head-to-head on Academic Challenge.